Blackstone Audio presents Protozoa, Five Early Short Stories by Lois McMaster Bujold. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Author's Note: Protozoa. Protozoa is a word from biology via the Greek, where it means first animals. This collection of short stories was indeed among the first life spontaneously generated in my nascent writing career back in the 1980s. The first to be written, way back at the very beginning in November of 1982, was Dreamweaver's Dilemma, which was also the last to be published. It did not see print until 1995, when it was made part of the Nesfa Press Boscone souvenir book, also titled Dreamweaver's Dilemma, an assortment of early stories, interviews, and other items put together for my guest of honor appearance at that year's Boscone Science Fiction Convention. When I talk, in my discussions of my career as a novelist, about a short story I wrote for practice before embarking on the book that was to eventually become Shards of Honor, this is that tale. It wasn't quite for practice, I was very much in earnest, but despite several outings, it didn't sell to the SF magazine market at the time. The next to be written in the summer of 1983 was the short story Garage Sale, the first of the trio I eventually dubbed in my mind the Putnam Triptych. I can date it only because I remember scribbling bits of it in pencil during the plane ride down to Texas to visit my friend Lillian Stewart Carl that June, during which she helped give the first draft of Shards a much-needed beta read. I think of this as my Garrison Keillor meets the Twilight Zone period, having just encountered Keillor's works at the time. The original Twilight Zone TV show, of course, was a staple of my 1950s and 1960s childhood. I distinctly remember stopping in the course of about chapter 5 of the book that was to become The Warrior's Apprentice in the fall of 1983 to write Barter. And I'm glad I did. It became, a few submissions and rejections down the line, my very first professional sale to Twilight Zone magazine. That contract, I see, was dated September 1984. Like Francis Marion, after whom the county and city of Marion, Ohio was named, Putnam was the name of an American Revolutionary War general. I lived in Marion from 1980 to 1995. The protagonist of Barter, Mary Allen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?